The question was asked, being that the oral tradition was given at Sinai, so then where did the oral tradition that revolves around the prophets, where did that come from? So the Gemara tells us as follows. The Gemara says, certain halachot, certain laws, have no basis in the Torah, have no basis throughout the prophets, until you reach the prophet Ezekiel. Prophet Yechezkel says certain laws about Kohanim, certain laws about laws of mourning. It says certain laws that doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. So the Gemara says, Hamikame de'ata Yechezkel, de'ata Yechezkel. This law, before Yechezkel came to the scene, where'd they have it from? So the Gemara says that this law was a tradition they had. Gemiri law, they had a tradition on this law. Ve'ata Yechezkel ve'asmichei akra. And then Yechezkel came along and gave the tradition a verse to rely on. Meaning, before Yechezkel, it was all tradition. Now, Yechezkel gives us a verse that is really just expressing something that hitherto had been all tradition. So, to further develop that idea, Rabbi Simcha Mivitri, in his work Machzor Vitri, in his introduction to his commentary on Pirkei Avot, he writes that is why we call the works of prophets Divrei Kabbalah, works of tradition. What do you mean tradition? The works of prophets, why are they called Divrei Kabbalah? Why does the Talmud refer to them as Divrei Kabbalah? So he says the idea is that there isn't any new concept in all the prophets. No prophet came and taught us something that was a totally new concept to Judaism. That's why the Gemara sometimes asks, hey, that sounds like a new one. Where did they have that before he came along? The Gemara says, you're right. That was something they had on tradition. Meaning, the Gemara was also very attuned to that question. Well, was there any new information? Was there any new concept in the prophets? So the Gemara says, no. We had a tradition that encompassed all the concepts that the prophets later on spelled out. When Yechezkel came, so he sometimes articulated the concept we had on tradition with the verse. You with me? So, that's step number one. Now, that means that if the prophets are telling us to be moral people, not to steal, to have mercy on the poor, to have mercy on the orphans, okay, they're telling us concepts that exist in Torah in a way that's supposed to move us. When the prophets come and seem to tell us something that that's a new concept, then we check it out, and the rabbis say, yeah, that concept really, sometimes they show us the basis in Torah, and sometimes they say it was a tradition. He gave it a verse. Now, that means that if the prophets didn't teach us a new concept, neither did the oral law that revolves around the prophets teach us a new concept. The Talmud asks, how could Esther institute a new holiday? So the Talmud says, yeah, the rabbis told her that too. So the rabbis found a source in the Torah that would be a basis that the Torah already gave us this idea that there was still going to be a future celebration about a war against Amalek that would not be the final war against Amalek. Meaning, we know there was Moshe's war against Amalek. We know there was yet to be a final war against Amalek. Who says that for this intermediary war there's supposed to be a celebration? So the rabbis work, and they said, okay, now that we have a basis, we can institute it.
And what about Hanukkah, which is the other rabbinic? Could it have to do with the book of Daniel, for example?
That deserves a longer discussion, Hanukkah.
Yeah.
So it's a fair question, but deserves a longer discussion.
So far, now it's going to, you know, it goes correct. I mean, it looks correct, like you said.
So I just want to modify a little bit, so then a lot of things were traditions from Moshe. Certain things were traditions from that period. And certain things were derivations that were built in either to the Torah or the prophets. And that's why when you said initially all of the oral law is tradition that's from Moshe, that's partially correct, because some of it was derivations of later generations, meaning they were given the laws of derivation, and it was their responsibility to apply them.
So it was potentially in the tradition that Moshe accepted, and we made it more accurate, let's say.
He gave them the laws of derivation. It was up to them to use them. And the Talmud also tells us that there are many things that initially were tradition, and only later did the rabbis find derivation for them in the Torah. Meaning, the two are not mutually exclusive. The Talmud says there were 3,000 halachos that were on tradition from Moshe and were forgotten during the period of mourning for Moshe's death.
I've heard this.
So after Moshe passes away, they suddenly realize they're short 3,000 halachos and no one knows the answer. Comes Othniel ben Kenaz, and he works and he derives it from the verse. So here you see something that initially was not derived from the verses. Initially it was simply tradition, and yet it could be derived.
Okay. That's nice. Mm-hmm.